Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman right there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Hallal, the resident rocket scientist in our brain trust, the author of Technology's Promise. His website is techcast.org. I like telling you guys about that because I want to make sure you get a little piece of this genius of Bill and what he's doing with his community of forecasters. And folks, it's pretty high level stuff. And Bill, I got to tell you, you know, for us regular folks, us mere mortals out here, your stuff gets into the weeds just a little bit. But folks, the good thing about it is if you just spend a little time with Bill, you'll learn some stuff. And the main thing you'll do is you'll learn how, in my opinion, especially with your new work, Bill, you'll learn about this virtuous cycle of knowledge. And it's real simple, only 3 moving parts, right, Bill?
Well, it's just a way of understanding what's unique about our point in history. This is a unique time. Knowledge is a powerful force that has been being unleashed around the world. That's what's unique about our today.
And what's great about it in America is because we're the most innovative country in the world, and this knowledge is creating all this innovation. It's creating new tools, which is leading to new knowledge, the new distribution of knowledge, and that's creating lots of opportunity. But as we've said, if you get stuck in the mud, if you love how you do things rather than just loving what you do, you're going to get run over by this, aren't you, Bill?
I think that's exactly right.
So there are a couple of other elements that you gave us 2 of the 4 elements of your technology revolution strategy. What are the other 2?
Well, you have to involve the stakeholders. You have to get your employees working with you and for you, not you make them partners, really, and all of the suppliers and distributors, the business partners. I mean, look at for instance, another aspect of Apple bringing out iTunes was, I think, a masterpiece of political engineering to get those media companies and the record companies, all of those big players, on board, and they're doing it again. Yeah. You know, with video.
Mm-hmm.
That really takes genius. Or the same thing with Netflix, to get all of the those companies to work together to allow Netflix to stream movies. That really takes skill at forming partnerships.
Right, right.
You can't do this stuff alone. You have to do it with partners.
Which, that's the lesson for small business, isn't it?
I think so.
Because, folks, you know, when you're trying to do these things, look around for strategic alliances. I think that's one of the most important practices, most important disciplines for, you know, Bill, just before you and I met, I started talking about the 3 things that small business owners were going to have to get good at in the 21st century more than in the past. And one of them was leveraging technology, the other was networking, and the third one was building strategic alliances, and that's what you just described.
You know, I think the place to start is with employees. And most employees are really not utilized as well as they should be. They're a reservoir of knowledge that is largely wasted. And the way to do that is to make employees give them part of the action.
So you're saying make employees part of the strategic alliance thinking?
Exactly.
I like that.
Give them small units that they can manage and hold them accountable for performance,
right,
and then reward them for success. Make them partners in the
enterprise. I like that. That's right. That's great. What about the fourth one?
Well, the fourth one is failures and success. You have to plan on failure. There is so much uncertainty involved in all of this that you can't expect to succeed every time. And Apple's a great example. All of those failures that Apple went through for years. In fact, Steve Jobs, when he left Apple, that was a learning opportunity for him. He had to face the reality that his approach wasn't working. And
he didn't just leave Apple, Bill. He was run out of Apple. He was run off.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
When he came back, he was a different man. He was ready to take on the real challenge and to run a company in an intelligent, mature way.
Right.
So failures are very important. We should allow failures and not chastise people for making failures, but learn from them.
if you can't be comfortable with failure, you won't be a successful small business owner, Bill.
Exactly. You have to have lots of little mm-hmm. ventures so that you count on some failing, but the ones that succeed
right.
will compensate for the failures.
Failure, if you're going to really be successful long term, Bill, failure has to be your harness mate of success. Bill,
thanks for being
here. Good job today. I got to wrap it up. Techcast.org. The book is called Technology's Promise. Dr. Bill Hallal is our guest and our good friend. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Great job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Bill Hallal, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what we do without him. He always makes us smarter. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.